Well, we understand as we head into this weekend edition of the program, everybody, that it looks like for now the Biden administration says it has no intentions of going in and cutting the razor wire there in Texas that Governor Greg Abbott has ordered to be put up along the border. But you never know, folks. We'll see how long that holds. And hopefully it won't come to any other kind of confrontation on this. But this is the exact definition of what can be a constitutional crisis, folks. And welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We'll talk about that here a little bit on the program this morning as we head into the weekend edition. Plus, we have a lot of other great stuff to talk about and tell you about this morning. Again, weekend edition is here. We made it. We made it through another great week of broadcasting. This weekend edition, as we go live here Saturday morning on our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer, is always a lot of fun. And we have a great time on the weekend. You know, we talk about all of the relevant news, of course, and we also try to find some other stories that you're going to find interesting as well. Just the things that we see throughout the week that don't sometimes make it onto the weekly broadcast. But boy, oh boy, is it chock full this morning. And I can hardly wait in hour number three when we come back on with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and we'll talk more about really what is a constitutional showdown. And I don't think that it is Texas that is actually forcing this issue. It is, in fact, I think, the Biden administration. And I don't think the Biden administration has any kind of leg to stand on, my friends, to be able to say, look, you know, we can do what we want with the border. You know, this is our purview, and if we basically choose not to enforce it, or we keep you from making it much more difficult for people to simply walk across the border or come across the Rio Grande, as it were, then guess what? We're going to sue you. We'll take it all the way to the Supreme Court, and this is our agenda. I don't know how you defend that agenda to the rest of the American people, to the rest of the states, and try to justify it and say, this is prescriptively good for America. But, of course, putting the governor of Texas into this position in the first place, I think, is really, really derelict. And when we have, we'll have an audio clip here in a moment from Karine Jean-Pierre. And you know what their typical response is, my friends? Well, it's this governor in Texas. It's these Republicans. These Republicans will not work with this president to get the job done on the border and get some immigration reform going. You know, if we hear this term immigration reform one more time, I think we're going to go insane. Because it's not about immigration reform. It's the wordsmithing, my friends, of the left. The idea that, okay, well, this is really a question. This whole thing only revolves around the idea that the immigration system is just broken, and we need to fix it, but, you know, we've tried to fix it. We want to fix it in a bipartisan way, but we just can't do it because of these Republicans, because of the MAGA, because of whatever. But they certainly don't want to apply common sense and find common ground with, I think, a majority of the American people who now believe that immigration is, in fact, the number one problem right in front of inflation. And it shows that they are simply opening up their front doors, they're looking out into the world, and they're seeing this massive immigration or trespassing. And I appreciate it because we got a call last night from John in Sarasota, and he said, you know, we need to define this as trespassing. Well, he's exactly right. So if you look at it as, again, illegal entry, that's a whole different story from immigration, which has the connotation, my friends, of someone coming to this country and saying, and basically knocking on the door and saying, I want to come into this country, I want to live here, I want to be an American, show me this process. And that is the kind of immigration that Americans not only welcome, but they encourage. And so, folks, I got to tell you, this thing is heating up. And by the way, once again, I just want to say welcome to the program. Kind of got off on a tangent here right at the very beginning. But welcome to everybody on AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. And, of course, that's our home station, our flagship station. And welcome to everybody listening on AM 930. And welcome to everybody along the GCN network. And as we go through this weekend, you're going to hear this program on various other places from time to time. So if you're not picking this up live on Saturday morning, then and you're hearing us some other time throughout the weekend, well, feel free to head over to Kyle Warren Show. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send us a direct message right then and there, anytime, 24 hours a day, basically. And we'll get these messages, and we'll talk about them on the broadcast. So, again, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you are off and running from there. Just like Richard the Marine, from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, did this morning. And he writes in, says, "Good morning, Mr. Kyle. A lot of rain and more coming." Yes, I believe that for sure, Richard. He says it's 52 degrees. Have a great weekend. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, Semper Fi right back at you, Richard. We appreciate it. And, yeah, again, you need to batten down the hatches, I think. We understand. I think we've even got other storms that may be coming in here to Southern California in the near future here. But, yeah, we could be in for a lot. But especially up in the northern part of California and certainly Oregon and even listener Joan up in Seattle, I know you guys can expect a lot more rain as is typically the case this time of year. And but that's, again, something you guys need to batten the hatches down. And we're with you in spirit, as always. But thank you so much for the message, Richard. This gets us off to a great start this morning because, folks, when we come back, we're going to talk more about this also and other things, too. And if you'd like to call in and be a part of the program this morning, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. We'll open up the telephone lines when we come back, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. And it is the weekend edition, folks. And I always look forward to this because it's Saturday morning. We're starting to, you know, feel the weekend. And it's good. All right, stay right there. We are coming right back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
So I think there's a legislator in California that wants to create a new law in California. If I'm getting this right, we're checking this out here. A bill, California bill, will stop cars going 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. Yeah, okay. Well, evidently it would call for governors to be installed in vehicles to make sure that you couldn't go 10 miles an hour over the posted speed limit on any road, I guess. We'll look into this a little bit more. I don't know. Only in California, I think. But, you know, California has all these other problems that are really big. And, for example, job losses and so forth. I mean, this is huge in California. But we're going to spend our time doing this kind of stuff, I guess. Well, it just goes to show, you know, and again, that's also part of the nanny state. Well, guess what? We just want to make sure that, you know, you can't really, you know, make your own decision about something that might need to happen right at that time. But I'll tell you, you know, it just takes more of the decision-making power away in any given situation. So I don't know. And I'll just say this though, too. And this is just for fun. It's just to be humorous, because it is the weekend edition, everybody. This is just to be humorous. Well, what fun would it be then for pursuits? What fun would it be to have a pursuit if they could, yes, and they are going 75 miles an hour, you know, and on the freeway. And of course, again, that's all just for fun. I don't want to see anybody reckless or anybody be hurt, obviously. But I will tell you this about pursuits in Southern California. Pursuits in Southern California preempt everything on the news. Like if you're watching the local news, and there are a couple of different news programs that run throughout the evening on the independent stations or on a network affiliate, like an ABC network affiliate, or they have a local station in our area. It's a KCAL 9, and they do their local news pretty much all through the evening. And then, well, not the ABC affiliate, they come on at 11, but KCAL 9 will go throughout the evening. And if there's a pursuit, you know what they do? They stop telling you all the other news. They just stop. And all they do is they take that helicopter shot, and they keep going, and then they get some people on the phone to talk about who might be in the car, what they might be doing, and then where they're going. And then they show you footage from earlier when this whole thing started up, and it goes on and on and on. And and they stay with it. And then if it doesn't end by 11 o'clock when they have to get off, at least on the independent station, then they say, we'll just go to our website and we'll pick it up from there. But and then all the news stories, they just don't get done that night because you had a pursuit. But I will say this one thing, and then I'll move on. I don't want to digress too far. But I'm watching this pursuit the other night. This was two or three months ago, I think. And it's heading out this the 91 freeway. It's out near where the 15 freeway is and Interstate 15 is. And so I'm watching this, and it really got really crazy. And it finally wound up at a Denny's. And the person actually got out of the car. They ran into the Denny's, and it took them a long time to find them. I don't know how they just disappeared. But at any rate, so the helicopter shot's going around and around and around. And I'm looking out there, and I go, I know that Denny's. And not that I didn't eat there, but there was a gas station right next to it. And I've on my travels, I used to have to be out in that area. And I'd stop there and get gas at that gas station. So it was kind of weird because typically on pursuits, yeah, you see some landmarks, but never something at least that close. But at any rate, folks, yes, pursuits do happen. And, you know, where would this governor thing be for that? All right. Well, let's get back to the serious issue here, which is really a serious issue. Constitutional showdowns. While the Constitution is strong enough to weather it, and it's because it's built like that, it's built to last, to force a constitutional issue like this is never good form. Unless, obviously, the stakes are as high as they are right now. But this from Fox News, Border Patrol has no plans to remove razor wire placed by Texas along the southern border, a senior Customs and Border Patrol, Border Protection official told Fox News on Friday, stressing a strong relationship with Texas despite ongoing legal battle between the state and the administration. Well, I'm glad that's good, because it seems to me that the relationship between the federal government and the states of the union probably should always be characterized as strong. I mean, this is the whole point of having the union. Texas is currently locked in a multi-pronged legal fight with the federal government over the security of the Texas-Mexico border. The federal government has threatened legal action over Texas' recent seizure of Shelby Park near Eagle Pass, while lawsuits are ongoing over the administration's cutting of razor wire set up by Texas and the establishment of buoys in the Rio Grande. Texas has declared that it has a right to self-defense against what it says is a migrant, quote, invasion. On Monday, the Supreme Court found in the administration's favor when it granted an emergency appeal to allow agents to keep cutting border wire set up by Texas after a lower court had blocked such moves. Texas has continued to fortify the border and has also indicated it will not comply with the administration's demands for it to vacate the Shelby Park area. President Biden's actions have caused an unprecedented invasion that we must defend against, Governor Abbott said on Thursday. The Biden administration said that Texas is interfering with the federal enforcement of immigration law. Enforcement of immigration law is a federal responsibility, a DHS spokesperson said this week, rather than helping to reduce irregular migration. That's what it is. This is oh boy, we have a new word. We have a new phrase. We have a new definition. It's irregular migration. It's not illegal. You see what I'm getting at with the left and the wordsmithing? This is what it's all about. Rather than helping to reduce irregular migration, says the DHS spokesperson, the state of Texas has only made it harder for frontline personnel to do their jobs and to apply consequences under the law. We can enforce our laws and administer them safely, humanely, and in an orderly way. Can you imagine, folks, do you believe for a minute that is an easy sell to the American people? Do you think the American people overall, and I'm not just talking about, people that are in the tank for the administration or for the Biden, administration, or in the tank for the left, they have this agenda and you could tell them the sky is blue all day, but if their agenda tells them, no, it's not, well, then they'll just argue it to your face. And it is most unfortunate, for that matter. But do you think that the American people believe that the administration is trying to enforce the national border between Texas and Mexico, which Texas, of course, part of the United States of America, that's the international border. It's also the border with Texas and Mexico. So there is a dichotomy going on there. There is a duality, really. And so I think at the heart of the matter, the Supreme Court, of course, is believing at first and is leaning towards, and quite frankly, I don't, I do see why they would do that at this early stage. And this is what I'm emphasizing, this early stage of how this is playing out legally, because they're going to err on the idea of the supremacy of the federal government in the union. And if it is charged with maintaining that border. But at the heart of the matter, and I think when all of this comes out in the wash, I think Texas can make a great argument that they are not usurping the international border or the national border with another country. They are, in fact, defending the border of Texas. Now, there may be constitutional scholars, obviously. I'm not a lawyer, but I'm just looking at it from the common sense perspective here, in terms of whether or not a people have the right to defend themselves from this kind of, what do they call it? Irregular migration that's coming across the border and putting people in danger, putting them in harm's way, among other things. And so I don't think that the Biden administration can make the argument that it can simply do what it wants to do and choose not to do anything. In other words, abdicate its responsibility to take care of the national border simply because their agenda, by not doing so, feeds their agenda and strengthens their agenda. And I think the American people will find it very, very distasteful. And I believe the Supreme Court, in the end, will say that Texas does have a right to defend itself. All right, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. A federal jury ordered Donald Trump to pay $83 million in damages for defaming writer E. Jean Carroll after a trial in which she accused him of shattering her reputation while he was president by denying her claims of sexual assault. Trump saying on Truth Social the ruling was absolutely ridiculous, and that he fully disagrees with the verdict. Industry experts say it's shaping up to be a good year for the housing market.
Housing market analysts anticipate a promising year ahead, with a notable surge of 8.3% in pending home sales reported for December by the National Association of Realtors. The group's chief economist foresees that decreasing mortgage rates and steady prices will contribute to increased affordability for a number of Americans in 2024. Positive monthly gains in signed contracts were observed in the Midwest, South, and West.
This is USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Hot sun beating down.
So there's a CBS anchor who has admitted, evidently, that he failed to find a single person outside a New Hampshire grocery store who feels that the economy... It feels good about the economy after we see these new inflation numbers. Folks, yeah, this is... I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it at all. I mean, all we hear is that, hey, you know, things are looking better. There's not going to even be a soft landing. A hard landing? No. A crash landing? No. Soft landing? No. It's just going to soar off into the big blue sky. That's what we keep hearing, right? And I guess it depends on who you're asking. Right? In terms of some of these, you know, that we, in fact, I asked Chris Markowski earlier this week, the watchdog on Wall Street, of course, and I asked him about this one particular economist who said, well, you know, once the first rate cut for the Fed, stock market's going to take off 24%. You know, again, you know, and Chris, you know, is exactly spot on as always. No, I mean, you know, it's somebody's opinion. But and you can ask somebody else about their opinion. But at any rate, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Of course, it is the weekend edition. We're having fun. We're here early Saturday morning, of course. We're live right now. Telephone number is 949-822-7959. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com whenever you're listening to the program. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply go to KyleWarrenShow.com, click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. So, yes, let's stick with this here just for a moment. This is from the Daily Mail. CBS anchor admitted he failed to find a single person outside a New Hampshire grocery store who, quote, feels good about the economy after inflation rose to 3.4%. While previewing an upcoming segment, CBS Mornings co-host Tony Ducopil, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, hope I am, he said his team couldn't find anybody who was feeling good about the economy, quote, unquote. People are really bummed about the economy here in New Hampshire, he said, even if the overall big picture numbers are going in the right direction. That's what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. So you tell me. You tell me, is the economy numbers? Is it just numbers? Or is it something else? Is there some other X factor that goes into this? And I think that there is. And a lot of times, you know, perception... And, you know, this, you know, sort of a 50 cent you know, political science sort of axiom, right? And that is perception is reality. Perception is reality. And this is what political candidates and even administrations have to deal with. And this is also what's happening to a great degree, even to the Biden administration. You know, they don't understand that the perception out there about the economy is not that, hey, it's all good. And Biden, you know, Bidenomics is working. And all the things that the president did somehow. In fact, there's another story out there, folks, about Kamala Harris. And she's asked about, we'll find it here in a moment. She's asked about, you know, why is the Biden administration have such a popularity problem? And she says basically words to the effect of, well, we're not taking the credit we should take. What? This is the height of not understanding how people are actually doing out there across the highways and byways. So again, he said, people are really bummed about the economy here in New Hampshire, he said. Even if the overall big picture numbers are going in the right direction, and even if people's own personal experiences in general are going okay, there's a lot of gloom, he says. Food prices, for example, are generally going up. And we talked to a bunch of people outside a grocery store in Gary, New Hampshire. We couldn't find anybody feeling good about the economy. Noting the emotional impact of shopping, Dukopil said, psychologically, you go into a store. If you're paying more for items that you get every week, that really sticks with you. It really annoys you. It gets you down. People were upset about it. I don't doubt it. This guy's on to something. He might have uncovered, you know, a major story going on. But I don't know. Maybe, are these just people? Are these just MAGA people? Are these just MAGA people who are saying they don't like the economy because they're just trying to torpedo Joe Biden? Is that what they're doing? No, I don't think so. You know, every single person, you know, in other words, for that to be true, every single person outside the grocery store in Gary, New Hampshire, would have to be some MAGA person, right? That would have to follow, but they're not, obviously. And so, despite most residents managing to get by, he emphasized their continued hardships. Yeah, they're making it, but they are bothered by the fact that frozen OJ has gone up double digits. And that the steak on Fridays and a steak on Friday is up double digits. Absolutely, and that's really driving people's perspective on things. He added. Dukopil emphasized that the public's complaints about higher food prices, despite small signs that the economy is improving. The co-host also called out President Biden for attempting to push economic achievements ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Oh, this is getting good. Dukopil's comments were made in a preview of an upcoming CBS Evening News broadcast in which he engages in conversations with local residents. In one interview, Dukopil attempted to reassure a woman about the government's efforts to curb inflation. However, her response reflected skepticism, with her stating, I don't know what pocketbook they're looking at, but it ain't mine. And she says, and revealing that she had taken on a second job. Well, I'm going to tell you, and I'm not trying to make fun of this because this is happening to real people. So I am not making fun of what this lady said or the context of which she said it. But I will make fun of this, okay? I will make fun of this. This is the kind of thing that people in the Biden administration or people carrying water on various other networks or various other programs might say, well, there you have it, job growth. We're getting some job growth. I mean, that's another job, isn't it? Well, of course it's not, especially if people are having to take second jobs to buy groceries, okay? This to me, folks, is at the very heart of the matter of why it's all failing at this point. And I'm not, and by the way, I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. I'm really not. Those of you listening to the program on a regular basis, you know, I'm far from doom and gloom. But this article caught my eye because it's exactly what we should be talking about. People's real experiences and not what a particular number might say, because I'll tell you this, if people's experiences, their perceptions based on those experiences, if they were ramping up, if they were going into the stratosphere, if they were informing these people and making them feel flush and making them feel like, hey, I can buy that big ticket item that I have to have, you know, washer, dryer, refrigerator, car, whatever it is, and I feel like I can do this, or I can afford a little bit more something for my family, we can upgrade this or that, you know, then you'd go look at the numbers, and the numbers would likely line up in so many ways, right? Now, I understand sometimes consumers prop up spending. They prop them up with credit cards, especially at Christmas time and so forth. But overall, all things being equal, I think you could see where the numbers would be going based on how people are actually acting and their perceptions of how wealthy or not wealthy they feel that they are. But this is, this is very concerning. Another family shared their experience with Dukapil, detailing the challenges they face as each member works tirelessly to make ends meet in the face of economic pressures. Inflation rose to 3.4% in December, above economists' predictions, sparking fears that the Federal Reserve could delay interest rate cuts until later this year. So here we go again. The Fed could simply say, well, we feel that inflation is sticky and we're not going to cut rates. But people are out there right now saying to themselves, but if they don't cut the rates, I probably can't sell my house. Or if they don't cut the rates, I won't be able to do this or that. The market is going to go bad. And everybody's counting on these interest rates. Well, they were artificially low. Well, if that's the case, but still, I think you've got a lot of people who are saying to themselves, you know, no matter what, I'm not going to make a move unless those interest rates start approaching, approaching zero to a great degree. But otherwise, you know, you're still going to have people that are not going to move in this economy. And by move, I don't mean just move their house, but move economically through this economy. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We continue through the weekend edition of the program. We're having a lot of fun this morning, of course. And when we come back, we've got a great song for you this morning. We'll take a look at the national weather, much more. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, the weekend edition, folks, continues on. Kyle Warren with you. Don't forget, head over to kylewarrenshow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning or whenever you're hearing this program. We sure do appreciate it. We do love to hear from you. Let us know where you're listening from as well. We'll be happy to give you a shout-out here on the program. And as I was saying earlier in the first segment this morning, it's been a great week of broadcasting. We've gotten a lot of great calls. We've got a lot of great messages, and we talked about a lot of great stuff. We had some pretty good conversations, not only with our callers, of course, but also with our regular contributors, especially regarding this border crisis that's going on right now. So definitely want to give a shout-out to them as well this morning. All right, well, this is the part of the program, folks, where we like to keep you going throughout the wee hours of the morning. So whatever you're doing out there, if you're driving a truck, if you are making deliveries, if you're in law enforcement, first responder, whatever it is that you might be doing, working a shift this morning, if you're just up early with us talking about politics and news and just about everything else we can think of under the sun, especially on the weekend edition, we like to keep your blood pumping. We like to keep you going down the road and keep you going through the wee hours of the morning. And I think we got a great song. I actually found this song this morning while looking for another song, and I thought, this is the song. So here we go, folks. Let's start with a little Foreigner this morning. A little Double Vision. I always like this record. It's cool. We'll be right back. Foreigner. A little double vision. This morning on Saturday morning. That's a cool record, as I was just saying. And, you know, one of the things that really, really impresses me, especially songs and records of this era, and even back in the '60s, as well, like Beatles type of production, is the sounds that they got. And, you know, because, you know, they're working all pretty much with just, you know, analog equipment. There's no computers or digital or any of that kind of stuff. No samples. They just got these amazing sounds, and they just had such high fidelity that that really is a testament to the production, or, you know, production things like Hotel California, stuff like that. Just amazing. And, of course, nowadays, you know, I'm sure, you know, they have all this access to amp modeling and so forth. Everything in the computer, you could change amps. You know, you could go through 100 amps and say, I like this one, but don't like that one. And you could just sit there amp modeling for hours and hours and say, I don't know, maybe the next one will be even cooler than the last one. But these old school guys, right, these old school producers and all, they'd go in there, they'd twist the little knobs on the amp and get it to the point where they wanted it. And that was it. And that was the take. I mean, that was the sound. But at any rate, folks, I digress. All right, folks, let's take a look real briefly here at what we're seeing across the national weather as we head into this weekend. This from the National Weather Service. Light snow and freezing rain likely to taper off across parts of New England starting tonight on Saturday. The next storm system will spread heavy to excessive rainfall from the lower Mississippi Valley to the Mid-Atlantic this weekend. Heavy rainfall likely across the Pacific Northwest coast this weekend. So that's Richard the Marine. Listener Joan, of course, in Seattle, again, batten down the hatches for that. Hopefully no arc building will have to also be part of the agenda. Most of the country will experience above-average temperatures this weekend, while the southern tier remains at or below average. A low-pressure system stationed over the northeast and mid-Atlantic will move out to sea tonight. Light snow showers and some freezing rain will slowly come to an end as a result. In the meantime, another low-pressure system will organize over the central Gulf Coast and spread a line of thunderstorms focused along a cold front across the lower Mississippi Valley and southeast beginning tonight and continuing into Saturday. A broad, slight risk of excessive rainfall is in effect across the central Gulf Coast, where much of the region has had virtually no time to recover from the deluge of rain they received over the past few days. Now, some convergence over Oklahoma, listener Timmy, of course, we heard from him, by the way, on the Friday edition. Some convergence over Oklahoma this afternoon will support the propagation of a weak complex of storms across that state tonight before eventually merging with the Gulf Coast system and producing scattered showers and thunderstorms to Arkansas and the Tennessee-Ohio Valley on Saturday. Upslope enhancement of moisture over the southern central Appalachians could lead to flash flooding concerns on Saturday as frontally driven storms interact with the terrain. Thus, a slight risk of excessive rainfall is in effect for the southern Appalachians through portions of the central Appalachians, southwest Virginia, on Saturday. Elsewhere, a series of low-pressure systems will direct a continuous stream of moisture into the Pacific Northwest this weekend. Don't doubt it, folks. Anywhere between 1 to 4 inches of rain is possible, with isolated higher amounts over the coastal ranges and Cascades. A slight risk is in effect over the coastal border region of Oregon and California, where several inches of rainfall may accumulate overnight. Now, high pressure over the east and west coast will generate anomalous warmth for those regions this weekend. The upper low tracking across the southern tier states will moderate temperatures with cloudy conditions compared to normal. All right, so folks, this is what we're seeing in the national weather going into this weekend. Of course, check your local listings. And there was this weatherman when I was growing up in Southern California, and his name was Dr. Fishbeck, I think, as I recall correctly. And he was the permanent fixture weatherman on one of the local channels. And it was George Fishbeck. That was his name. And I think I recall him saying, you know, you want to know what the weather's like? Look out your window. He would say stuff like that. And he was a character, but he was beloved. And he was a meteorologist, and he liked to explain how the weather worked and stuff like that. So it was always a lot of fun to watch him. And actually, I think we ran into him one day. We were in Los Angeles, and we were waiting for an elevator or something. And he came around the corner. I was like, I can't believe it's him. But at any rate, folks, stay right there. We're going to come right back right after your top of the hour news this morning. You're going to get updated on everything, and then we'll come back. And we'll continue talking about especially the border crisis. We'll also be talking about some of the other news and review from the week and all kinds of stuff we're going to be doing when we come back. Don't forget the telephone number, 949-822-7959, if you are up with us here on Saturday morning, if you have something to say. Or go to KyleWarrenShow.com. Send us a direct message this morning. The show rolls on. It is the weekend edition. And I'll just say this, folks, this is the best job in the world, and I have you to thank for that. Stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.